We're talking with candidates in the race to become Milwaukee's next mayor on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Seven candidates are on the ballot in the nonpartisan primary election, which is a week away. The top two advanced to the spring election on April 5th. Former Mayor Tom Barrett resigned in December to serve as U.S. ambassador to Luxembourg. What do you think Milwaukee's next mayor should prioritize? What are the city's biggest challenges and opportunities? 800-642-1234. Michael Sampson is owner of Swarm Events and other businesses. Michael, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Let's start out with your top priorities for the city. What are they?
COVID, crime, and common sense. The three C's, I like to call them.
Well, can you start from the top with COVID? What do you aim to do?
Yeah, I think we just have to be better prepared as a city for the next wave or a variant that comes along. I was not happy with our preparation prior to Omicron hitting the city. I thought we should have been ready in December prior to winter, you know, flu season and cold season, and obviously Omicron coming. And we were not. So we were late on putting a mask mandate in. And I think it costs lives because of it. So I'd like to see more, you know, preparation and leading up to the next variant that might be coming with, you know, another tent at American Family Field, or keep working on the free masks and just things to be prepared, because we weren't last time.
How would you handle future mask mandates? Because many businesses say, look, we can handle this ourselves. This is, you know, this is a personal preference in each person's health.
Yeah, I think I've been a proponent of that as well. I'm a small business owner. A lot of my friends are in the service industry in Milwaukee for bars and restaurants. So I've seen the struggles that they went through. I think if you're going to keep asking them to not make their own decisions and put a mandate in, then I think the next round of ARPA funds that hit Milwaukee needs to come back to some of these people, because they're the ones that have been hurting and struggling through this.
Well, let's talk about these funds. The city has somewhere around $200 million in unallocated federal funding for responding to the pandemic. How should this money be used?
It went up pretty quick last time. I think they did a good job with getting it to the fire departments last time, opening up some cash flow for our police department. But I would like to see, again, the ARPA funds next round go to bars and restaurants that maybe didn't get the PPP loans or support like some other businesses got. And then I had a sad call last week with a woman that lost her husband to COVID. She got COVID herself. She's on an oxygen tank, and now she can't do her job. So her household is down to, you know, zero incomes, and she's wondering where she's going to pay her mortgage. And she's trying to put two of her grandnieces through Brookfield East High School right now as well. So I think we have to look to maybe see that, you know, people out there that have struggled through COVID that we're not thinking of that could use some support from these ARPA funds as well.
Let's go to your number two on the list, crime. Milwaukee really struggles, like many large cities across the country, with record-setting homicides. What would you do to address crime?
I'm a light sleeper, so I'm a little tired this morning. There's probably about three squad cars went by last night throughout the night. So definitely a huge problem. I don't like to micromanage. So I like the people to do their jobs. You know, Chief Norman's been in for a couple months now. I'm hoping, you know, he's getting to the point where he's really got to start tackling a lot of these problems head on, and we got to trust him to do his job. So, you know, getting people to put down the guns and really focus on the reckless driving issue that we have occurring in the city of Milwaukee right now.
But what specifically would you do to address the reckless driving issue?
I'd like to see red light cameras get put up, at least in certain parts of the city where we know, you know, where reckless driving is bad. Not all over the city, but I think it's going to help slow people down. It's going to give the city another revenue source to be sending out tickets. My sister lived in Phoenix, and they had cameras down there on the freeways, and you don't dare to speed down there because you know you're going to get a ticket in the mail. So I think, you know, put that in people's minds, it's going to slow people down, and more roundabouts used. I mean, you're talking about a piece of concrete on the road. That seems like a pretty good option to slow people down, and you see it all over Europe. So it's successful. So let's get more roundabouts here.
All right. So number three on your list is common sense. What does that mean?
Just, you know, a lot of people going out and getting signatures. I spoke with a lot of folks, and reckless driving was number one on their minds. But you know, potholes is number two. We got a lot of bad roads right now. Maybe this, the infrastructure bill coming from Congress can help fix a lot of those. But it's not just roads; it's sidewalks. It's there's holes in sidewalks. There's trees overhanging sidewalks. So you go downtown, it's pretty beautiful down there. We take care of our downtown, but we got to take care of our north and south sides of the city as well.
And so to you, common sense means listening to residents and taking care of property, beautifying the city?
Yeah, DPW work. I always laugh after Christmas that we don't have an extra pickup of recycling. Like, you know, everyone's going to be having a good time in Wisconsin and having a couple Miller Lights, so recycling is going to be full. And instead of having trash and recycling all over the alleyways, let's do an extra pickup after the holidays.
If you're just joining us, we're having conversations with all the candidates for Milwaukee mayor ahead of the February 15th primary. One candidate on the ballot is business owner Michael Sampson. You can join in. What do you think Milwaukee's next mayor should work on, prioritize? What are the city's biggest challenges ahead? 800-642-1234 to join in. We've been talking with mayors across Wisconsin in recent months about really pressing issues in their communities and finding a common thread around housing being a uniform challenge. How should Milwaukee support expanding affordable housing?
Yeah, it's a huge problem in our city. I'd like to see, we have a lot of apartment complexes that are beautiful going up downtown, but not always offering affordable housing. And you know, a lot of people that need the affordable housing maybe don't want to live downtown. So we have to look to develop more parts of the city than just downtown. So south sides, north sides, we need more development on those sides of the city to get people in these housing.
So how do you talk with developers? How do you make that happen?
I guess you gotta hit up the big dogs and find out why they haven't built there. I know you want to build where the money is, but sometimes, they've made money and now we need support in the rest of the parts of the city. So I think it's just asking the questions and putting some leverage and against these people. And if they're not going to do it, we got to go out there and find a developer that can.
Looking at the city's pension situation, the city could face more financial pressure next year when pension obligations become due. Would you support raising taxes or cutting city services in a budget crunch? How would you address it?
I think we got to start looking at stuff now. I'm not in support of cutting jobs, so that's never an answer. Or city services, that's not going to be good, or raising taxes. So we have to find different ways to make money. I think it's just more of a sense of reformation of the departments that we have. Our police department takes up a lot of funds. I would love to see more cops on the streets. But we have programs within our Milwaukee Police Department that have been active. We have a SAC program that was active after 9/11 that came in, and there's one in Madison as well. I think we're fine with just one in Madison. I think we don't need a $3 million program for 9/11 terrorism units in Milwaukee anymore. So there's just stuff like that from a reformation standpoint that I think we have to look hard at the numbers. Police overtime too, $21 million a year. We got to look at New York. They're having success out there cutting some of this overtime for police officers, and we got to do the same in Milwaukee. I mean, that's $15 million right there where, probably close to about a sixth of the way to that budget that we're looking for.
Well, I mean, overtime is related to a staffing crunch. If you don't have enough people working for you, if you can't hire enough officers, people are bound to work extra hours.
I mean, I have friends that have been waiting to get in the Milwaukee Police Department for years. So there's people out there that want to get in. So we got to start getting them in.
In 2019, Milwaukee County passed a resolution declaring racism a public health crisis. Now, that's the county. In the city, how would you take action to tackle inequalities?
Inequality is a huge problem in Milwaukee. I mean, we're talking about, systematic segregation back to, the 30s or 40s. So we got to focus on the north side of our city. I keep saying that downtown development and business is doing fine. We really got to look to the north side of our city to build up business development, help people find good jobs, hopefully go out and get some kind of, big company to come back to Century City. and, you know, really raise the north side of our city to match what we're our efforts downtown.
Well, what does investment in Black communities mean to you? What does that look like?
It's a big thing. If the north side is going to fall, the city of Milwaukee is going to fall. We really need to push our business development and jobs to that north side. So, you know, I'm going to focus regardless of what happens in this mayor outcome. If I can go out and land, you know, the next Strauss Meatpacking or someone to come in and fill that Century City void, I have the time and resources to do it. So.
Well, in our last couple seconds together, you come from a business standpoint, not in politics. Is there something we should know about that, or what your inclinations are?
Yeah, I've helped shape culture in Milwaukee. I've been an event planner, run bars and restaurants. So I'm just trying to bring that business approach to City Hall. I think it's something that's lacking. You know, throwing out different ideas and finding out stuff that's going to stick. And like I said, the budget problem is our biggest issue right now. Besides, once we get past crime and COVID, we have to look. 2023 is going to be a big year. We got to make up $70-80 million. So we really got to look hard at the numbers. And I don't think we've done that. We got to start putting stuff in place for at least 20 years from now, not just a couple years ahead.
Michael, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Michael Sampson owns an event planning firm in Milwaukee. We're scheduling more of these interviews on the primary election ballot. Join us tomorrow at 7:45 for our next one. News Update is next on the Ideas Network.